One day he comes in to meet and he's a dove. Another day he's a tongue of fire. Always fooling around. Listen, I don't bother with the guy. I don't want to know about him. I don't see him. I don't talk to him.
Well, let me change the subject. All right. Is there really a place called hell?
Oh, yeah, there's a hell, sure. There's also a heck. It's not as severe, but we got heck and hell.
What about purgatory?
No, don't know nothing about no purgatory. We got heaven, hell, heck, and limbo.
What is limbo like?
I don't know. No one's allowed in there. If anyone was in there, it wouldn't be limbo. Then it would be a place.
Getting back to your previous visit, Jesus, what can you tell us about the Last Supper?
Well, first of all, if I had known I was going to be crucified, I would have had a bigger meal. You never want to be crucified on an empty stomach.
The crucifixion must have been terrible.
It was awful, I gotta tell you. Unless you've gone through it yourself, you could never know how painful it was. And tiring. It was very, very tiring and embarrassing. I think more than anything, it was embarrassing. You know, right in front of everybody to be crucified. But I don't know, I guess it redeemed a lot of people.
Were you scared?
Yeah. Near the end, I thought it was gonna rain. I was afraid I might get hit by lightning. But all in all, I would say when I was here, I had a good time.
What do you think about Christianity?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed by it. If I had to do it over again, I think I'd start one of them Eastern religions like Buddha did. Now, Buddha was smart. That's why he's laughing.
You wouldn't want to be a Christian?
No, I would never want to be a member of any group whose symbol is a man nailed onto two pieces of wood, especially if it's me. Buddha's laughing, I'm on the cross.
I have a few more questions. Do you mind?
Hey, be my guest. How often do I get here?
Are there really angels?
Well, not as many as we used to have. Years ago, we had millions of them. Today, you can't get the young people to join, you know? It got too dangerous with radar and heat-seeking missiles.
What about guardian angels?
Well, we still have guardian angels, but now it's one angel for every six people. Years ago, everybody had his own angel.
Do you really answer prayers?
No. First of all, most of them don't even get through. I mean, you got sunspots, you got radio interference. Years ago, we answered them all, but years ago, there were less people. And people prayed for something simple then, to light a fire, to catch a yak, something like that. But today, you got people praying for hockey teams, people praying for longer fingernails. We just can't keep up with it.
Well, I think we're just about out of time. I certainly want to thank you for visiting with us.
Hey, no sweat.
Do you have any last thoughts or words of advice?
What, you mean like how to remove perspiration stains from a garment, something like that?
No, I mean spiritual advice.
Well, I don't know how spiritual it is, but I'd say one thing is don't give your money to the church. They should be giving their money to you.
Well, thank you, Jesus, and good night.
Well, good night. Thanks for having me on here today. By the way, big bands are definitely not coming back.
Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. beside the hill. Love is dragging him through the mill. If it wasn't for having you, I'd be walking in a hotter air too. Ooh-wee, this feeling's killing me. Oh, home in time and don't let go.
times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Anyway, you've always known the many ways I've tried. Time ago.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke, you and me? We never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
WMFO Medford.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
As you walk down the boulevard, fragile. That's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of iron or steel, but she was only made of flesh and blood. As you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. And everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die. You walk along Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes
never really die.
WMFO Medford. Hello, everybody. My name's Chris Earle. Joyce the Voice isn't here, so I'm going to play a few tunes before I start up Time Travel. Final show today, 5 to 7 p.m. ZLO.
When you see a ship go sailing, when you feel it. twice.